Hello, this is Andrew Dudich with WITY for Profile. Today we're going to be talking with Megan Simpson, and she is Miss Hoopston for 2025. Thanks for joining me today. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you? Thank you for having me today.
Doing pretty well. We're getting ready for the National Sweet Corn Festival coming up end of August. It's always Labor Day weekend. As Miss Hoopston, you're kind of the big promoter of all things Hoopston for the year. What have you been doing so far? Pageant was kind of beginning of the year. What have you done so far?
Right after I won the pageant, I actually shipped right off to college, but I've been able to come back throughout my year so far and go to various events. My very first event was actually the Bismarck Lion Club Pancake Breakfast, and so I went around there and talked around the Bismarck community. I got back into town, went to the Georgetown Fair Queen Pageant, went to Balloons Over Vermilion, and then I went to the Champaign County Fair Queen Pageant. And then to round it all out Friday afternoon, I also judged the Little Miss Sweet Corn pageant. So it has been a jam-packed weekend, just all things Sweet Corn Festival, trust me.
It sounds like it. There's a lot going on this time of year.
Yes, there is. And we're actually on our way to our sweet corn stand right now. So adding picking and selling sweet corn to the summer makes it a lot busier as well.
Gotcha. Where do you set up for that? Is there multiple ones around, or do you have a specific one where you guys sell corn?
So my coordinator and I specifically sell at the Rantoul stand right now. We used to be at the Hoopston stand, so we're missing our Hoopston people, trust me. But the Lingley Brothers sweet corn stands are in Hoopston, Tilton, Rantoul, and then occasionally Williamsport, Indiana. So we're pretty spread out across Vermilion County.
I live near the Tilton one, and there was a huge line out there yesterday of people waiting for their
corn. Oh, yeah. We get pictures sometimes from the stand, and it almost seems like they're all the way out to the Family Dollar. It's pretty crazy, trust me.
And now, during the summer, are you located here most of the time, or are you back in Kentucky?
It kind of switches between. This summer is a little different for me. In June, I was mainly in Kentucky, but I was able to come down for the month of July to be able to really go to a lot of appearances and be able to work the sweet corn stand.
Even if you're trying to get away to college, they still pull you back.
Oh, yeah.
So as far as Sweet Corn Festival, it'll be starting off Thursday 28th going through Monday, which is Labor Day. What kind of things do you normally look forward to for the festival? I'm sure that's been a big part of life for a while.
Yes. One of the biggest things that I look forward to, besides the free sweet corn, of course, is the National Sweetheart Pageant, which is Saturday and Sunday night. I grew up going to that pageant, and my family is actually lucky enough to house the girls most years. Sadly, we will have to give that up this year because I am Miss Hoopston. But my mom has been chaperoning for over 10 years now, and so that has always been something that I look forward to, just because pageants are such a big part of my life. And this year, I was even lucky enough to go to the Miss Volunteer America pageant, which we have a partnership with them, and they send their girls right to the town of Hoopston to get truly an experience of a lifetime. So that is one of the biggest things I look forward to. Only coming in second is the demolition derbies. Yes, two derbies, which makes it even better, twice the fun. And so what's better than crushing metal and loud engines?
It's a lot of fun. Hoopston has two nights of that on Saturday and Sunday. It's the only place around here I know of that does that, where they kind of separate some classes. You mentioned the National Sweetheart Pageant. It's really cool pageant compared to some of the other ones, just because it's girls from across the United States representing their state. That's kind of a cool event, and I know they put a lot of time into getting their choreography together and all that sort of thing to put on a big show.
Yes, they do. I've been lucky enough to help with the judges every year, and throughout high school and everything, I would tag along with my mom because she just couldn't shake me, because I just wanted to be around all the girls. And I've been lucky enough to meet some of girls that have not only been in our house, of course, but just competing as well. And luckily, when I went to the Miss Volunteer America pageant, I was actually able to reunite with a lot of them. And it's so nice to be so connected across the country to all these girls and see what they're doing with their lives. And some of them are starting podcasts, becoming lawyers, doing all these great things. And I'm able to say, hey, I know them. And it's truly a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and I hope that we only grow from here on.
That's excellent. Making all those connections is always really important. I know people have different perspectives coming from different places on, you know, things that are important to them. Great learning opportunity. So that's awesome. And I think that's a thing you can get from pageants if people haven't had experience with them, is you get to meet all these different people, learn different leadership skills, all sorts of things. But you especially, with these people from all over the place, farther than, you know, just maybe a county fair, that sounds like that's been a great opportunity.
Yes, it has been. This whole entire experience has just truly been amazing. I've had a lot of experience in pageants, but truly this experience exceeded my expectations. There's truly nothing like it representing my hometown. I didn't go to grade school with my peers in high school, and I was able to join this hometown. And ever since then, they've just welcomed me with open arms. And there is truly no community like the town of Hoopston.
Well, we invite everyone to come visit Hoopston and learn a little bit more about that during the 81st National Sweet Corn Festival. Several things going on. Just a rundown of some of the events. Of course, they have a carnival ride special going on the whole weekend. They have bingo a few nights. They have free bands and entertainment usually on the center stage. Not to mention things like the demo derby that we talked about.
We also have the parade at 10:30.
On Saturday, yep. We have the grand parade. And I like how they always have the old steam engine that boils all the water for the sweet corn. You can hear that kind of all throughout town as they whistle, and then they get the sweet corn going after that. They got a car show, of course, the National Sweetheart pageant that we talked about. They have vendors and a flea market and so much more. Thanks for sharing a little bit about everything with us today. What do people need to not miss about the Sweet Corn Festival?
We also have a 5K right before the parade. It starts at 8 o'clock, and we've heard nothing but great things about that 5K. It's so much fun, and it really kind of kicks off the weekend. Of course, it starts on Thursday, but that's really the kicker because it's right before the parade, and it's truly so much fun, and a lot of people have participated throughout the years, and so we're convinced that it's come back every single year.
Yes, definitely look into that as well. There's so much to do Thursday, August 28th through Labor Day, Monday, September 1st at McFerrin Park on the west side of town. Really easy to find whether you've been there never, whether you've been there one time, 10 times. There's always something new and exciting to see at the National Sweet Corn Festival. With us today is Miss Hoopston for this year, Megan Simpson. Thank you so much for sharing a little bit with us.
Thank you so much for having me today.
This is Andrew Dudich for Profile here on WITY.